Blog Talk Radio.
Call me Ishmael.
Some years ago, having little or no money, I thought I would sail about and see the oceans of the world. Whenever I get grim and spleenful, whenever I feel like knocking people's hats off in the street, whenever it's a damp, drizzly November in my soul, and I know that it's high time to get to sea again, choose any path you please, and tend to one that carries you down to water. There's a magic in water that draws all men away from the land, leads them over the hills, down creeks and streams and rivers to the sea. The sea, where each man as in a mirror finds himself. And so it was I duly arrived at the town of New Bedford on a stormy Saturday late in the year 1841.
Another penny, and so off up the glass. The Cape Horn measure, which you may drink down for a full shilling.
The penny mark. Hey, a full shilling.
You'll be wanting a room tonight. You ain't no objections to sharing the harpooner's bed with him, have you? You going whaling?
That is my intention.
You need permission. You weren't born and bred in New Bedford, were you?
Oh, I'm a stranger here.
Then you'll have to have permission.
Permission? Aye, from us. Men of New Bedford. The sea is ours. Other seamen only have a right of way to it, and the whale is ours, ours alone. No one else may hunt it down a cliff unless we say so. Do you dispute that?
I do not.
Good. Then you have our permission to sail our sea. Drink to this boy, eh? Mates! Big whales!
Can whales do that?
Why, bless me, whales can do anything. A whale can jump up like an earthquake and come down on you. Like a mountain that's somehow put to sea. A whale can stave in the ribs of the biggest ships, swallow whole crews, pick its teeth with the oars. Mind, lad, if God ever wanted to be a fish, he'd be a whale. Believe that, he'd be a whale.
Ahab.
Who's Ahab?
Captain Ahab to you.
Who's Captain Ahab?
Aye. Ahab's Ahab. Music! Music!
Thank you.
I was sleeping with a cannibal.
Why, I thought you knowed. Didn't I tell you he was around the town selling heads?
Landlord, tell him to stash that tomahawk there, a pipe or whatever you call it.
Well, pleasant dreams.
Better a sober cannibal than a drunken Christian.
In this same New Bedford, there stands a whaleman's chapel, and few are the fishermen shortly bound for the Indian Ocean or Pacific who fail to visit there.
Sailors mark him. The ship puts out. But soon the sea rebels. It will not bear the wicked burden. A dreadful storm comes up. The ship is like to break. The bosun calls all hands to lighten her. Boxes, bales, and jars are clattering overboard. The wind is shrieking. The men are yelling. I fear the Lord, cries Jonah, the God of heaven who hath made the sea and the dry land. Again, the sailors mark him. And wretched Jonah cries out to him to cast him overboard. For he knew that for his sake this great tempest was upon them. Now behold, Jonah, taken up as an anchor and dropped into the sea, into the dreadful jaws awaiting him. And the great whale shoots to all his ivory teeth like so many white bolts upon his prison. And Jonah cries unto the Lord out of the fish's belly. But observe his prayer, shipmates. He doesn't weep and wail. He feels his punishment is just. He leaves deliverance to God. And even out of the belly of hell, grounded upon the ocean's utmost bones, God heard him when he cried. And God spake unto the whale, and from the shuddering cold and blackness of the deep, the whale breached into the sun and vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. And Jonah, bruised and beaten, his ears like two seashells, still multitudinously murmuring of the ocean, Jonah did the Almighty's bidding. And what was that, shipmates? To preach the truth in the face of falsehood. Now, shipmates, woe to him who seeks to pour oil on the troubled waters when God has brewed him into a gale. Yea, woe to him who, as the pilot Paul has it, while preaching to others, is himself a castaway. What delight is to him who, against the proud gods and commodores of this earth, stands forth his own inexorable self, who destroys all sin, though he pluck it out from under the robes of senators and judges. And eternal delight shall be his, who coming to lay him down can say, O Father, mortal or immortal, here I die. I have striven to be thine, more than to be this world's or mine own. Yet this is nothing. I leave eternity to thee. For what is man that he should live out the lifetime of his God?
I count 50. Many pages, many. A big book. You know words?
Yeah.
I know picture. This whale. You speak words?
The hull of the whale is larger than the pipe of the waterworks at London Bridge. The water in that pipe is not so thick or fast as the blood pumping from the heart of the whale.
True, true. Thank you.
Quick, Greg. Who are you? Where are you from?
My father, king, high chief. My uncle, high priest in Ireland. West, south, far away. Ship come by Ireland. I take canoe. I sail. I swim. I climb rope. I hide. Ship take me far. Many years. See all world.
God. Many's the Christian wishes he was a dark man on a cannibal isle. What next, Bigwig?
Sail ship.
You? Tomorrow I hope to sign aboard any ship in search of whales.
I sign too. Your boat, my boat. I eat same food. We sail on same waters. We kill same whale. We friends. Same blood, same head, all same.
Well, which will it be, Queequeg? Tidbit? Not a bad ship. What do you say to the Devil Dam? And, well, now. Look at the ivory she's wearing. It's all tricked out in the bones of a victim. Those cleats are made from whale's teeth. And the tiller, Queequeg, it's carved from a whale's jaw.
Ahoy there! Someone aboard?
Is this the captain of the Pequod?
Or does he want to the captain?
We were thinking of shipping.
Oh, they are thinking of shipping.
I just...
Not making sport of me, lad?
No, I just fell into that manner of speech.
If I went a Quaker and a man of peace, I'd fetch their clout on the side of their head, my lad, just to make sure. I see they art no New Bedford man. Dost know nothing at all about whaling, I dare say, eh?
I've had several voyages in the merchant service.
Merchant service? Flukes, man. What takes thee, whaling?
Sir, I want to see what whaling is like.
Have you seen Ahab, the captain of the ship? If you want to know what whaling is, then you'll know by clapping an eye on Captain Ahab. They'll see a man torn apart from crown to heel and spliced back together with sperm whalebone in place of what's missing. His looks tell more than any churchyard sermon about the mortality of man.
And a whale did that?
A whale as big as an island. Art thee the man to pitch a harpoon down a whale's throat and jump after it?
I am, sir. If it should be positively indispensable to do so.
Come along, then.
Well, lad, stir yourself.
This young man says he wants to ship.
Hast never been a pirate, hast it?
Never.
It's not murder thy last captain at sea?
Oh, indeed not.
He'll do.
Will that? What pay shall we give him?
777 parts would not fit too much, would it?
For this strapping lad, not half enough.
Captain Pellegrini has the generous heart, but they must consider the duty they owe us to the other owners of this ship, widows and orphans, many of them. If we do abundantly reward the labors of this young man, we will be taking bread from their mouths.
My last pay
I'm putting him down for the 300th part of the profit.
You hear, Bildad, the 300th part, I say.
Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth where moth and rust do corrupt.
My last pay
the 777th part seems fair enough to me.
The 300th.
Well, Captain, I...
Don't thank me, lad. I only do thee justice.
What holds it?
Sign.
Well, sir, it's Captain Ahab.
What about him?
Was not Ahab of old a very wicked king? And when he was slain, did the dogs not lick his blood?
Look, lad, Captain Ahab did not name himself. Sign the paper now and wrong him not because he happens to have a wicked name. Now for that son of darkness that is thy friend.
Queequeg, step forward.
What say you, Bildad? I suspect thee art not a Christian. Dost thee attend church on Sundays? Dost thee know and obey the Ten Commandments?
Take the paper. Make them mark. Sign now for a 60th part of our profit. Now, quick. Have you signed a sail on that ship? Have you signed a sail of Pequod, I say? Was there anything down about signing away your souls?
What?
Perhaps you haven't got any.
Have you met old Ahab yet, then, have you?
What are you jabbering about, shipmate?
Did they tell you how his mother birthed him, turned from him, gave him his evil name, and died? Did they tell you how God's lightning struck down and branded him? Did they tell you how he spat in the holy goblet in the church at Valparaiso? And did they tell you what happened his last voyage?
I know all about him being crippled by a whale. Come on.
All about it, eh? You sure you do? Sure. Did they tell you how the whale marked him inside as well as out? Did they tell you the mischief would work on his soul? And no, I don't think they did. How could they? Who knows? Not many, I guess.
Ah, you can't fool us. It's the easiest thing in the world for a man to look like he's got a great secret in him.
I have, lad. I have. At sea one day, you'll smell land where there be no land. And on that day, Ahab will go to his grave, but he'll rise again within the hour. He will rise and beckon. And all save one shall follow. Morning. May the heavens bless you.
Hey, you. What's your name?
Eliza. My name is Eliza.
Thank you, I'm copying. Don't wait in too much of the Lord's Day, men. You don't lose a fair chance either.
Good white seed of pink, 3% more this year than the
The Pequod beat an easterly course toward the whaling grounds off the Azores. Her crew came from all the isles of the sea, all the ends of the earth, from Greenland to Mombasa, from Clyde to Kokovoko. Flask, the third mate, bullied everybody bigger than himself, particularly whales, with whom he carried on a one-sided feud, as though the great leviathans had mortally insulted him and his forebears. And there was Pip, Black Little Pip, the cabin boy from Alabama. Second in command was Starbuck, whose Quaker stock had furnished many a whaleboat with its champion. No crusader after perils. His courage was one of the great staples of the ship, like beef or flour. There when required, and not to be foolishly wasted. Ship carpenter, he fixed everything from stove bolts to broken arms and legs. Earth, the blacksmith, lived amidst thick, hovering flights of sparks. He breathed them in and out. They nested in his ears. But Perth cared not, because, as he said, he was scorched all over, and you cannot scorch a scar. Queequeg was our first harpooner. Next was Tashtego, the Indian from a great warrior race of red men, come to hunt whale instead of buffalo. Then Dagoo, who got his boldness and majesty and grace from having killed a lion single-handed and partaken of its flesh. Stubb, the second mate. Stubb, who'd have tied a bowline in the devil's tail for a joke. Carefree, foolish, laughing, wise Stubb. But our supreme lord and dictator, there was no sign. Ahab stayed silent behind his locked door all the daylight hours.
When you've done, what happens? Start over again, they say. Clean it up, hand it down, buff it off. Keep you busy, lad. No time for mischief. Ah, here we go.
Solid iron figurehead suddenly thrust into our vision stood Captain Ahab. His whole high, broad form weighed down upon a barbaric white leg carved from the jawbone of a whale. He did not feel the wind or smell the salt air. He only stood staring at the horizon with the marks of some inner crucifixion and woe deep in his face.
Sir, call everybody aft.
All hands aft! Down, masters!
What do you do when you see a whale, men? What do you do next? What tune is it you pull to, men? All you mast hitters, Now hear me. You're to look for the white whale. A whale as white and as big as a mountain of snow. See this Spanish gold ounce? Carpenter, hand me your top maul. Whosoever of ye finds me, that white whale, ye shall have this Spanish gold ounce, my boy. It's a white whale, I say. Skin your eyes for him. Get sir. Would be the one that maintained ill cures before he go down.
Has he a curious mouth, sir? Or busy and mighty quick and high, sir?
All these hides. They are. I'll twist now.
Aye, like corkscrews. He's struck full of harpoons, man. And his spout is a big one like a whole shock of wheat. And he fan tails like a broken jib in a storm. Death, men, you've seen him. It's Moby Dick.
Captain Ahab, was it not Moby Dick took off thy leg?
Aye. It was Moby Dick that tore my soul and body until they bled into each other. Aye. I'll follow him around the Horn. And around the Norway maelstrom, and around perdition's flames, before I give him up. This is what you've shipped for, men. To chase that white whale on both sides of land, and over all sides of earth, till he spouts black blood and rolls dead out. What say you? I think you do look brave. Will you splice hands on it?
Aye, aye, aye.
Steward, go draw the great measure of grog. Harpooners, get your weapons. Mates, your lances. Ye mariners, now ring me in. I may revive a noble custom of my fishermen fathers.
The measure. Drink and pass. Round, quick, fast, all the swallows, and it's hot to Satan's hoof. That way it went, this way it comes. It spiralizes in ye.
Here, hand it me. Well done, almost drained. Advance, mate. Cross your lances. Let me touch the axis. You feel it? That same lightning which struck me, I now strike to this iron. Does it burn, man? Does it burn? Harpooners, break your weapons. Turn up the sockets. Drink, you harpooners. Drink and swear. God hunt us all. If we do not hunt Moby Dick to his death.
Are they names written whales then?
Aye.
special big murdering whales with long histories. Whales who killed 10 times 100 men. Whales like Timor Tim, New Zealand Tom, or Morkan, King of the Japan Seas. Whales have big names to go with big doings. And the biggest of them all is Moby Dick.
A white whale, Ahab said. Can a whale be white?
He's white. Whiter than all the snow that ever fell. Like a great marble tombstone he is, afloat. Wherever he swims, white skybirds wheel above him. Birds white as angels.
Which oceans does he swim in, Maxman?
All oceans. He's been spied in different seas 1,000 miles apart on the same day at the same hour.
Maybe he just ain't one whale, but a whole breed. Maybe Moby Dick's 100 whales.
Then they all have crooked jaws and wrinkled brows and 12 irons stuck in their white humps. Aye, many have lured for Moby Dick and struck him, only to know his vengeance. Some have boasted they killed him, but always he comes gliding back, huge and white and secret-like. Immortal, as they say.
You ain't trying to scare us, Maxman.
I say what I say.
There she blows! From where to starboard? There she blows! There go flukes! Flukes gone down!
Starboard! Starboard! Come on, my tubs! Do a space shuttle! Get away, boats!
creek, baby.
My fine friend. Does this sort of thing happen very often?
Through.
And so we stripped our first whale, boiled the blubber down to a fine, pure oil that would keep the lamps burning in 1,000 homes, the clocks ticking on their mantelpieces, and perhaps anoint the head of the king. And when at last we cast the whale's bared bones into the sea, we were in no way sad at its funeral.
Are you wearing that?
that long face. Are you not game for Moby Dick?
Captain Ahab, I am game for any kind of death if it comes in the way of the business we follow. That they know. But I came here to hunt whales, not my commander's vengeance. How many barrels of sperm oil will our vengeance yield? What will it fetch on the New Bedford market?
Money is not the measure, man. It will fetch me a great premium. Here.
To be enraged with a dumb brute that acted out of blind instinct is blasphemous.
Speak not to me of blasphemy, man. I'd strike the sun if it insulted me. Look here, Starbuck. All visible objects are but as pasteboard masks. Some inscrutable yet reasoning thing puts forth the molding of their features. The white whale tasks me. He heaps me. Yet he is but a mask. Just the thing behind the mask I chiefly hate. The malignant thing that has plagued and frightened man since time began. The thing that mauls and mutilates our race. Not killing us outright, but letting us live on with half a heart and half a lung.
God, keep us all.
The crew stands with me, Mr. Starbuck. You heard them swear. Now, what say ye? Surely the best lance out of all New Bedford will not hold back from the greatest hunt of all.
I say calmly back to thee, sir, I am against thee. But thee needn't fear stop. Let Ahab beware, eh? Beware thyself, my captain.
The winter seas behind and sailed under the hot sun south, south past the unseen sprawl of Africa until we rounded the Cape of Storms and steered a bold course east and northeast for the Indian Ocean and beyond.
You there, lad! Go along!
Aye, aye, sir!
My first watch in the masthead, held in a great gliding rhythm. No life in me except that life imparted by a gently rolling ship, remote from all the cares of the people of the land.
Prepare to launch!
Door.
Come aboard.
Captain Boomer is my name, sir. Ship Samuel Anthony of London. 18 months at sea.
Ahab.
Captain Ahab, will you look out there? What a circus. Did any of you see it around? Do it, boys, do it. He'll free the Captain Ahab and pay for me.
Never fear, I'll not scuttle your ship. She's a beauty, eh, Captain? Better than flesh and blood. Like it so much, I might have the other arm cut off. The very thing for driving marlins pipes, knocking sense into green seamen's heads, and particularly good for tapping kegs of rum. You get my meaning, Captain? Yep. That's rum. I see you're wearing a bit of ivory yourself, sir. Lovers with four limbs, they know what they're missing, eh, Captain? When I got this ivory tube, all spanking new and scientific, why, I could have thanked that whale. Aye, a whale took me out for his breakfast. Devilish big he was. Pushed a tidal wave ahead with his nose, and typhoons dumped off his flukes when they banged the water. Old he was, and scarred like Jerusalem's hills.
Captain Boomer, what was his color?
He was white, sir. Think me crazy? It's a fact. He was snowy white. Had another chance at him a month ago. Oh, bless you now. Went his merry way. Good riddance, said I, and meant it.
Where did you last see the white whale?
Off the Cape of Good Hope. He was heading northeast towards Madagascar.
Stop back! Stop back!
Yeah, here. The white whale last month off Good Hope. My talk is right and true. He'll be off Bikini when the April moon is new. Stop the hunt! Pick up our boats, we're setting sail.
Captain, they're finding whales!
You men up there, get along!
I'll not sail with you, sir!
Bring my boat alongside, Mr. Starbuck, cut loose the starters. Yep, signal the man to return to ship.
What ails he, sir? Are you moving drunk?
Captain Ahab, think what they're doing, I bet they think.
Set the mainsail!
No, sir, no!
Mr. Starbuck, are you opposing me? If so, I'll have you know that there's one God that is Lord over the earth and one captain over the Pequod. Away now! Cut loose!
Flask! What do you make of that? Return to ship! They're crazy or I'm going blind.
They're not blind. Someone's up.
Ye agent! That's my whale you're cutting loose. Hey!
Come aboard! We're setting sail! Mr. Scott, Mr. Flask, did you not see the pennant or hear my command?
Yes, sir, we did!
Then why don't you obey?
We will, sir, we will, as soon as it sinks in, so the boat is over, Captain. Well, this good ship ain't sinking, no one's lost overboard. Got a fine harvest here. Don't see no reason to leave.
I do not give reasons, Mr. Scott, I give orders.
Now, Captain, we're good men. Our blood's up, that's all. We've been killing! Hard thing to stop killing when you've been killing steady, sir. While we've been killing so fast, our blood so high, we wouldn't have heard the last trump.
Then hear me now. Come aboard.
All right, Marty, wake up. Bestir yourself.
Evil voyage, I tell you. If Ahab has his way, thee, nor me, nor any member of this ship's company will ever see home again.
Ah, come now, Mr. Starbuck. You're just plain gloomy. Moby Dick may be big, but he ain't that big.
I do not fear Moby Dick. I fear the wrath of God.
The wrath of God?
It is our task in life to kill whales and furnish up their oil for the lamps of the world. If we perform that task well and faithfully, we do a service to mankind that pleases Almighty God. Ahab would deny all that. He has taken us from the rich harvest we were reaping to satisfy his lust for vengeance. He is twisting that which is holy into something dark and purposeless. He is a champion of darkness. Ahab's red flag challenges the heavens.
Well, now, sir, if it's like that, I don't wonder at you, a religious man, being a mite downcast. T'other hand, don't much see what you can do about it.
Listen to this. A captain who from private motives employs his vessel to another purpose than that intended by the owners is answerable to the charge of usurpation, and his crew is morally and legally entitled to employ forceful means in wresting his command from him.
Well, that's a mouthful, I swear.
Wrest his command from him? Does that mean take over?
It does, Mr. Flask.
Well, you ain't proposing we do any such thing? You're in dangerous waters, Mr. Starbuck. Helm hard over. Come about.
Do they not see that by serving Ahab, we share in his blasphemy? Will they risk that? Or stand with me and invoke the law?
Pardon me, sir. This is my watch. Captains can't break the law. They is the law, as far as I'm concerned.
Aye, and Ahab's a rare fine captain, too. Why, there ain't a man aboard, except you, maybe. Wouldn't rather be kicked by him than be knighted by the Queen of England.
Undone, then. Go write thy last will and testament.
Aye, and do it laughing, sir. A laugh's the best answer to all the strains in life.
Toward Bikini, Ahab kept to his cabin and was rarely seen. The mastheads were empty against the sky. No cry of "Thar she blows" was to entice us from his single purpose. So in April, with a new moon, we entered those waters where Ahab hoped to find the white whale.
Look out! Bestir yourselves! Look out! Up!
Look alive, lads! That gold belongs to him with the sharpest eye!
That coin's worth $16! I'll be first to sight the white whale!
Run for me if I win the coin! Enough to dive into and never reach bottom!
Followed him up. Queer.
April 19, 1842. Ahab's chart shows Moby Dick and the new moon rising together, but the moon's lost his horns. Ain't no sign of the white whale yet.
You built coffin for?
Coffin? Well, $2 would do nicely.
Hold on. Built coffin. 6 feet 7 inch. Clean wood. Make like best boat. Cork and tar seams. No water coming. Carved chief's feather on lid.
6 feet 7 it'll be.
Quick, what's all this about? Money yours. Teachers yours. Harpoon. Yours. Goodbye.
What?
Quick, what are you talking about? Quick, listen to me. Say something. What are we going to do?
There's only one thing to do. Build in this cousin.
If you go on like this, I shall be very angry. Quick, I absolutely forbid you to die.
Quick, such behavior simply isn't Christian.
In fact, it's downright pagan and heathenish.
remember our oath? You promise to go where I go, eat what I eat, ship on my ship. I hold you to your promise, Queequeg.
I've seen this before, Len. One day, for no reason, they know that death is near. They give away all their belongings and say goodbye. Then they sit down to wait. And they just die.
Starbuck, sir. Captain, won't you?
Thank you.
some.
Ship oars.
Great white god.
About back to the ship.
We'll tie on and row for the wind.
Long days and nights we strained at the oars, while the white whale swam freely on, widening the waters between himself and Ahab's vengeance.
Have you seen a whale, Barnard?
I've seen nothing. You
seen the white whale?
We harpooned him, not 10 miles from this spot.
Not dead. You didn't kill him?
No. We lost the boat towed out of sight by him to leeward. 3 days and nights we searched. My boy was in it. My own son. 12 years old. Captain Ahab, will you help me search?
As we're Christians, we cannot refuse it.
You will. I know you will help. You must. Oh, you must and you shall do this thing for me.
Please say no, we'll be in black disgrace. At home thou spit at mention of the Pequod's name.
Captain Ahab, answer me!
Captain Gardner, I seek the white whale! Your own son's murderer! I am losing time!
Time? I've lost my whole world! I will not go! I will follow till you say aye to me! Run, men! Stand by the lower! I'm coming over, Captain.
Avast! Touch not a rope. I must go. Goodbye, I say, and fare thee well. God help you, Captain Gardner.
God forgive you, Captain Ahab.
Stoke up the try works. He shall run forward laden with fire to render the white whale's flesh into unholy oil. Blacksmith,
I set ye a task.
Take these harpoons and lances, melt them down, forge me new weapons that will strike deep and hold fast, but do not douse them in water. They must have a proper baptism. What say ye, all ye men? Will you give as much blood as shall be needed to temper the steel? To my anchor now add your own. You be the cogs that fit my wheel, the gunpowder that takes my torch. Pledge yourselves, heart, soul, body, life and lungs, as I pledge myself. Death to Moby Dick.
well. It lights our way to the white whale.
That goes on.
Who put it into its creatures to chase and fang one another? Where do murderers go, man? Who's to doom when the judge himself is dragged before the bar? But it is a mild, mild day in a mild-looking sky. What ails you, Starbuck? Why do you tremble so?
Because I do not have the bowels to slaughter thee and save the whole ship's company from being dragged to doom. Oh, I plainly see my miserable office. To obey rebelling. Worse still, to help thee to thine impious end.
Starbuck, ye are tied to me. This act is immutably decreed. It was rehearsed by ye and me 1,000,000,000 years before this ocean rolled. Do you smell it, lads, what the wind carries?
Like land, like an island.
Aye, a coral reef, green moss, shells, bits and pieces from all the oceans he ever swam through. An island to himself is the white whale.
Elijah.
What say you, lad?
The day we sailed, a man, Elijah his name was.
Well?
He said, a day will come at sea. When you smell land where there be no land. And on that day, Ahab will go to his grave. But he will rise again and beckon. And all save one shall follow.
Aye. No, Pip, stay on board. You'll be captain in my absence. Stand you there on the deck in my place.
Go away!
Get Pip.
Oh, did you see him, man? You see his hump like a great snow hill. You see the way he slides along? Oh, there's majesty for you. Don't look. I'll look for you. Did you see the lances in his back? My lances. Mine. Struck in him years ago.
That's my lad. Rack the oars up. Land with. Hurry there, boys! Hurry, you green face bowsies!
Long and strong, men! Shake your bones, men! Break in two! Come, Moby Dick, show you something! Rest to your lungs! We'll dam off your blood for you!
Soft us your crooked jaw. Show us your wrinkled brow. Rise. The birds. The birds! He rises!
Grinwood.
The coffin. Drown Queequeg's coffin was my life buoy. For one whole day and night, it sustained me on that soft and dirge-like mane. Then a sail appeared. It was the Rachel. The Rachel who, in her long, melancholy search for her missing children, found another orphan.